Time to get back into our chat with Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve in Rapid River and continue talking about bird dogs getting caught in coyote leg traps. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report.
You know, it's a touchy issue. I mean, I'm all for trapping, and that's a great thing. I think what this was is it's probably an inexperienced trapper. He's putting his traps right in a parking area, you know, where cars park all the time. And, I mean, they're 3 foot off the road. And, you know, in both places, it happens. So, you know, what I'd like to do with you and get a hold of some people from the UP Trappers, you know, maybe we can come up with some sort of a streamer or something that if the area is marked, I'm not going to go in there. If I see somebody that's running a trap line through there, I'm going to avoid it. And I just think it's something that we ought to be able to work out amicably with everybody. And, you know, the UP Trappers guys, they're a great bunch to work with. So,
oh, yeah.
I think it could be worked out well.
Well, I'm all for that. And let's talk about that in just a second. First of all, I think all of us want to know, are your dogs okay?
Yeah, well, the new traps, they don't break bones anymore. And they're whole traps. So and they were easy to get the dogs out. And there was no damage. I mean, they weren't even limping after it.
Well, that's good.
For the owner who knows nothing about trapping and the dog who knows nothing about trapping, it's a scary moment.
I bet. Well, your client's dogs are okay, and obviously your dogs are okay. Yeah, I'm all for trying to put something together, because I'm sure if bird hunters with dogs know that there's a trap in the area, they're not going to want to go in there, obviously.
No.
And trappers aren't going to want bird hunters to go in there and run their dogs around or spook the area or not bring the trap prematurely.
Right.
So, yeah, and I'm assuming these were all coyote traps.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all for it. Let's talk about that and try to put something together. Maybe some kind of special streamer or something that is an off color that obviously we don't want it to spook the coyotes they're trying to trap or anything either, but something to just let bird hunters know, don't put your dogs in this area.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, maybe we can do something. And, you know, this just happened the other day, so I haven't had a chance really to talk to anybody. But, you know, get you involved and, you know, get UP Trappers involved and, you know, just come up with some sort of a plan. I think that's the best way to go in this.
UP Bird Hunters Association, Rough Grouse Society, UP Trappers. Yeah, I'm all for it.
Okay. All right.
We'll talk about it.
It's bird numbers, you know, and again, talking to different clients out here, you know, you'll talk to one guy, he just says, oh, I've just been killing them. I've been doing great. And then you run into another guy and says, I'm not seeing anything. Well, we had that. I mean, we would hunt one area and we'd just, you know, we'd have 15, 20 flushes in a 40-minute walk and go to another area and not put a bird up. So, again, with the birds being coveyed up, that's going to be part of it. But, boy, they should be breaking those coveys up real soon, I would think.
Yeah. Well, Walt, I really appreciate the info. And, obviously, you're getting ready to go to North Dakota, so we're going to have to check in with you. Are you doing any more hunting before you leave for NODAC?
No, I've been out here in a preserve, and we're extremely busy out here, and I'm going to blame that on you.
Fine.
You've done a great job. I mean, this has been our best year by far out here with Hunt Snap. And
well, you're the one who decided to be a sponsor. I'm blaming it on you.
But I will give you the reports from North Dakota like we did last year.
Oh, heck
yeah. I can give you a call once a week and give you an update.
Yeah, we're working on a trip already for next year, late October, through the outdoor show. I'll be a host, and we'll come out and do some pheasant hunting with you.
Yep, and then we also were talking about maybe incorporating a duck hunt in with the pheasant hunt.
Yeah,
we'll put together something real special.
That'll be fun. I appreciate your time, Walt.
All right, and I'll talk to you next week.
Give me your phone number real quick.
It's 906-399-0557.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve in Rapid River, and this is The Outdoor Show.